So if you'll just bow your heads with me. I want you to just release your spirit right now. Declare with me, Holy Spirit, come. Let me understand your will.
Let me understand your will.
Give me the courage to obey.
Give me the courage to obey.
And an understanding heart.
And an understanding heart.
To recreate me in the image.
To recreate me in the image.
Of the Most High.
Of the Most High.
His Son is my example.
His Son is my example.
Let me see him.
As he is in the Word.
So that God may be glorified through me. Amen?
Amen.
I heard this morning Acts chapter 14, and I want you to come there with me. And we're going to kind of walk this through kind of quickly because there's a couple of points that I really believe are confirmed in some of the things that were given tonight. It says at Iconium chapter 14, verse 1, Paul and Barnabas went as usual. As usual, it should be quite important. Into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. The poisoning of the mind is done by people who have a problem. And many times we end up responding to the pain and the rejection and the lies instead of looking at where the problem really is. So if you've got people that are against you, recognize that what? Jews who refuse to believe, whether they're Jews or Gentiles, it doesn't make any difference. Those who refuse to believe will have an action and a reaction towards you. And sometimes you'll blame yourself and you'll think, oh, what did I do wrong? Why can't they be normal? Well, they can't. They have a problem. They refuse to what? Believe. Okay, verse 3. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly of the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders. Notice it's God that does the spark. Amen?
Amen?
Verse 4. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with Jews, others with the apostles, that there was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to Laconia. Cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the good news. Verse 8, in Lystra there sat a man, crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. He listened to Paul as he was speaking. Paul looked directly at him, saw that he had faith to be healed, and called out, "Stand up on your feet." And the man jumped up and began to walk. Now, if you stop there, you'd say, well, isn't that an awesome gift that God is taking a man who's been crippled, can't walk, and God comes down, uses a man, and brings him to life for the first time? You'd expect something good out of that, wouldn't you? Watch now. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form." Whoa. Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker, and the priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates, because he and the crowd
to offer sacrifice to them. People are going to do what they know how to do on a normal basis. That's all they know. Verse 14, but when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of this, they tore their clothes and rushed out into the crowd shouting, men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, telling you to turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and everything in them. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Verse 16 is very important. In the past, he let all nations go their own way. Is he doing that today? To a degree, yes. But some, he's leading towards the Lord. Verse 17, yet he has not left himself without a testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven, crops in their seasons. He provided for you with plenty of food and fills your heart with joy. Fills your heart with joy. Even with these words, they had difficulty keeping the crowd from sacrificing to them. Notice the pressure is on. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. Go back now. Jews who refused to believe, verse 2, believed, stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds. Are you seeing the same thing again? They came to the next town. Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. What did they do? They poisoned their minds. Watch this. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city thinking he was dead. What? Isn't that the good news? Are you trying to figure out why he would have to go through such a thing? I did. Every time the Holy Spirit would do something awesome, there was garbage hitting right behind it. And I would get upset. And some of you need to change whatever it is that you see happening to yourself, because your battle is not against flesh and blood, Ephesians 6:12. It is against somebody that is being used by darkness to poison the minds of those who are attempting to believe and seeing miracles, seeing mighty things. And by golly, they're doing one thing normal. Some of them want to stone you. Do I get an amen? Alright. They stoned Paul, dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, what do you think they did? They prayed. He got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the good news in the city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples, encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Try it on. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. That must be the exclusive club I belong to. There must be at least a couple of amens.
Amen.
How many have tasted of what I'm speaking of? Because it comes in different degrees. Your testimony, Maria. How many years? Prayer. How many years of intercession? How many years of pushing towards the Lord until there's a breakthrough? Oh, yes, I need a hug. By the one who couldn't stand your guts.
I'm asking you to hug me.
Amen.
The way he said it, this time it's me that's asking you for a hug.
Verse 23, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them to in each church, and and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. That's the next level. Prayer for one another. Confidence that the Lord is able to take whoever it is through to the finish line and cross you over from the place of torment to a place of victory. And it's not always comfortable. It is sometimes with some bruises. Sometimes they're physical bruises, and sometimes they're emotional bruises.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
All right. And whichever kind that you have received, the end result it is for God's glory.
Amen.
Amen. After going through verse 24, Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, and they went down to Attalia. Don't know if I pronounce it. From Attalia they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving, there they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the doors of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there is many of you who have been under a tremendous amount of pressure, and you don't always understand why, but we do know this: God's abilities are greater than your particular difficulty, whatever that happens to be, however difficult it may have been. So I'm going to ask you to come to the front, and we're going to gather together, and we're going to pray for one another. Now, we've got a couple of chairs for Bob and one for our sister, because she's going to be facing surgery this week, and we need to pray. We need to do that because that's what God says, and we are going to take 5 minutes to do that right now. So, Bob, I'm going to ask you to stay where you are, and Marianne. No, we're just going to put your chairs right here. We're just going to, Marianne, we'll put you here so that you'll be next to your brother. Okay? And we'll just pull those two chairs aside so that she can go through. Just pull the two chairs aside so that we'll be able to intercede for these two. That's it. Just this one here. There we go. Very good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Release your spirit again. Merciful Jesus. Father, we're grateful for everything that you're doing today. We're grateful for the work of your hand upon each one of these saints. We're believing, Lord. We're believing for the signs and wonders to continue. We're believing for the angelic assistance that's needed for especially Marianne that's going forward this week. And
yes.
Receiving the word already that the doctor will be anointed of the Holy Spirit. There will be angelic assistance on every level. So that she will come out of this with great victories. In Jesus' precious name.
Yes.
We believe also for those that are having trouble. Come on, repeat with me. We believe also for those who are having trouble, whether physical, emotional, or any kind of difficulty. We're believing right now that there are angels available to minister to each one that I hold in my heart, that you will deliver them, that you will bring them forth with great signs and wonders. I give you praise, my Father.
I give you praise for those
that are being lifted up right now. And I release my spirit to intercede for them for glory. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Release your spirit now. Father, we release now healings, healing into this one. More grace, Lord Jesus. More grace. So called of the Shia, that of the Kia, they Holani and Nakiro, that Shequera, that Shia, Ona, Fatana Makashia. Father, expecting signs and wonders. Expecting signs and wonders for Kushoro Shandar the Atea. For the completed the miracles that are needed in this man, Lord. Kushoro Shandar the Akia, that Shia, that. Don't stop, Father. Father, I thank you for dreams and visions and words of knowledge that will come to him. When he's hurting, Father, there will be revelation. Revelation. I see the two boys dancing. The joy of the Lord is your strength, girl. Mary, I just want you to know that it's not because of you that all the problems have come. The problems have come to St. Paul just because he was really wishing to release the word of the Lord. And that's been in your heart for a long time, and you keep blaming Mary. And God says, stop it. You're not guilty. He's already covered your sins. I always pick up the love flow when I anoint this one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says you don't need to worry about them understanding you, because He does. He understands you. New adventures. Do not pick on God's children. Do not pick on her. Olivia, I keep hearing Olivia. Ha, ta, sha, ta, 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 ta. I see the little commercial that my great granddaughter watches. Keep dancing. Don't worry about them. Dance, girl. Ha, ta, shia. I see you in high heel shoes.
Oh, that would be fun.
You know why? Because he's trying to lift you up, and you're saying, oh, I can't do this. Hallelujah.
I can make my mentality. She just has to get on my shoulders.
Hallelujah. Blessings to this one. I see several people in your heart, girl. And the Lord says, keep praying for them, because there's no one else that's doing their job as well as you.
We'll give it.